About 30 miles from Juneau, I've just touched down in a remote bay in the Tongass National Forest. I'm here on a tour, but first I have to get off the tiny float plane onto the shore.
I mean, I could also just take my boots off.
Yeah, why don't you hop on my back? You ready?
All right.
Ready?
Yep. There we go. All right. Woo! Thanks, man.
Guidecraft, can I give you this?
Yeah. Totally.
I've flown to this isolated spot on Admiralty Island with two guides and a visiting couple from Idaho. We're here to look at bears, but the couple bears that are around are a little nervous, so we have to find a place to set up shop and hope they'll get a little closer. While we wait, one of the guides, Dan Kirkwood, sets up a spotting scope for one of their guests, Cindy Clark.
Here, Cindy, come check this out.
My very first time seeing a bear.
Clark and her husband, Greg, are what tourism businesses call independent travelers, as distinct from those who come on a cruise ship. In a normal year in Southeast Alaska, 90% of the region's million or more tourists come on those cruise ships. But the industry gets a little more bang for its buck from independents like the Clarks, who typically spend more money onshore. Unlike cruise passengers, the Clarks are in Alaska for almost 3 weeks, staying in Airbnbs and cooking for themselves, and budgeted as much as $10,000 for their trip. Here's Greg.
I don't like big crowds. I don't want to be a tourist. I don't like the idea of doing the same thing everybody else does. I like unique vacations.
The Clarks actually had their bear tour booked last year, but had to cancel because of the pandemic. Now they're both vaccinated and had no reservations about going on their trip. And they're far from the only ones who have been finding ways to explore Southeast Alaska this summer, even with federal limitations that are keeping the large cruise ships away until next month.
For private and small group experiences, lodge-based trips, yachts and small ship cruises, I would say demand has never been higher.
Greg Schlachter is a longtime guide based in the southeast town of Haines, who also runs an adventure travel agency called Expedition Broker.
I talk to the lodge owners I work with or the vessel owners I work with. Like they're barely able to kind of get their season going because there's so many inquiries coming in.
Schlachter says he's convinced a couple of captains to buy expensive yachts for this summer just because of the renewed demand. He says there are two big things driving it. One is that many people who canceled trips last year rolled them over to this summer, adding to those who are excited to book new post-pandemic adventures. A second is that overseas destinations are still harder to get to, and Alaska is about the most exotic substitute. Add in the lack of cruise ships, and you get a big group of people looking for smaller scale adventures. But about that lack of cruise ships.
I just finished up May, and May was running at about 7% of a normal year. Revenue-wise.
Laura Martinson sells art from dozens of Alaska artists at her Caribou Crossings shop just across from where the cruise ships dock in downtown Juneau. She says this year, with the rush of independent travelers, things are definitely better than last summer when she only saw 1% of her normal revenue. But even if there are more independent travelers, their numbers are still far, far smaller than the hundreds of thousands who arrive by cruise ship. And when those ships begin arriving in July, they'll still be far less frequent and likely less full, Martinson says.
It's great to see the faces. It's great to see the traffic. But we are a volume-based economy down here because we're so seasonal. And so I'm grateful for every single person that walks in the door. But we certainly are not feeling like, great, it's back. We're rebounding.
Many other cruise-linked businesses say they're facing similarly grim outlooks for this summer. Even if they say they're grateful for the work Alaska's elected leaders did to lift limitations that had blocked any big ships from coming at all. But back out on the bear tour, as we quietly wait behind a log, Kirkwood, the guide, says his smaller-scale business, Alaska Seaplane Adventures, is in good shape for this summer.
I mean, I hesitate to say this, but we're on track to have our busiest year ever.
Kirkwood's business is trying to broaden its options for independent travelers. They market glacier viewing, whale watching, and customized remote cabin trips in addition to bear viewing. While some Southeast residents have started to push back against the huge numbers of cruise passengers that arrive each summer, Kirkwood says there's room for smaller scale businesses to grow without jeopardizing the experiences they're selling.
We're at a special spot. No, I wouldn't want to see us triple the volume of people here, but we could develop other bear viewing areas that would create new companies in rural communities. Those are the decisions we can make if we want it.
As Kirkwood and I chat, a grizzly bear pops out of the brush and strolls by about 30 feet away, noshing on sedge grass with a backdrop of waterfalls and snow-covered mountain slopes. We've only got another hour in this spot, but Kirkwood will be back here in a day or two with guests for another tour. In Juneau, I'm Nat Herz.